gratitude. Never leave home without it. We have a heavy dose of it today on Homecoming Radio.
Well, hello again.
All right.
And welcome. Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio is off and running, where the music touches your soul, and the friends gathered here, well, they're here to celebrate the best news ever delivered.
That's right, Daniel.
The gospel. Yep. So to our friends joining us now around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an amazing out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Buddy Green.
Yay! Buddy's here. Yeah.
Kevin Williams.
Okay. All right, that's me.
Lauren Talley. Gordon Motes.
I'm here.
Tori Taff.
That's me.
And Bill, you know you love him, Gaither.
Wake up, Bill.
Bill. Where today we're seated around this big table of thankfulness to God, to each other, and to you.
So right. So right, Daniel. And my guests today are overflowing with great talent.
Oozing.
As it were.
Signature sound. The Bishops, Guy Penrod. Hey, it's going to be a good oozy day.
We like to start things with the whole homecoming gang here. Here's a Dad Spear song, Heaven's Jubilee.
The homecoming friends, listen to Rosanelle pounding that piano.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My public service announcement today is this. Alaska is the only state that's on only one row on the computer keyboard.
I never thought about that.
So if you type it, okay, got it.
And now many of you just took a moment and glanced down at your computer.
Some of us. Well, that's all for this week's program.
Yeah. We'll see you.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame. Me. And now I am
Bill, you were listening that day, weren't you, when you penned that song?
Yeah, and I'm glad Dottie Rambo was not listening that day.
That's a great song.
Dottie and I had this thing that it's all out there in the air, and you just got to be listening. And that's she's right. kidded me so many times. She said, I must have been fishing that day when you heard that.
Speaking of listening, I hear that song.
Yeah.
That theme music. That song that says it's the word of the day.
Oh, no,
the wacky word.
No.
The word that we're all looking for a definition for.
No.
And Daniel, what is the word?
The word of the day is wangle.
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 I wangled that right out of his hand.
Somebody's hit my bell. There it is. Hey, I got that over here. The wangle. Uh-huh. Well, it's a little known body part located next to the tonsils.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, men and women both have a wangle. The wangle is part, you'll be interested in this, Gordon, a part of the lymphatic system, the circulatory system, and the Dewey Decimal System. It prevents infections while simultaneously causing infections. Now, physicians say there's nothing more painful than a swollen wangle.
Oh, yeah.
Many times, they will recommend, these days, a wangalectomy. In France, duck wangle is considered a delicacy. Buddy, you know in Germany, it's lamb wangle. And in my part of Kentucky, possum wangle. Nothing says celebration quite like a little wangle on a cracker.
Wow. I love that wangle. Definition.
Wangle jangle.
That's my new favorite word. I plan on using it as often as I can. What it actually means is to get something by trickery or persuasion. Like, well, he managed to wangle his way into that party.
What a buzzkill.
Hey, you know something, Tori? I've often wondered. You always come up with the real definition.
Yes.
Are there any of these words you have seen sneak into your vocabulary?
Not one.
But thanks for asking.
Well, that's enough of me. Let's go to the signature sound doing Leroy Abernathy's Move It Up to Glory Land.
I like to think about paradise somewhere beyond the blue. A mansion waiting in the eastern sky. Maybe next door to you. We'll go parading through the distant stars. Right down the field.
Right down the Milky Way.
The plan is to
return into that Mars.
Won't even be halfway. I'm
your sound, moving up to glory land right here on Homecoming Radio.
You know, anybody who has stood on the stage before, we have all had embarrassing moments on stage where we said something or did something that we wish we could go back and change.
Not Lauren Talley.
Oh, I have many, and they've all come since I've been a solo artist. But I was at Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri 2 years ago. I was in the theater in the afternoon. Brian Free and Assurance had sung in the same theater in the morning, and I knew they were still there because I parked beside their bus. So I had done my 3 shows in the afternoon, and I was just about to wrap it all up. I looked out in the audience, and I saw familiar faces. And I thought, well, isn't that nice? Brian and Pam, his wife, They stayed to see my last show. That's so nice of them. They didn't have to do that. So I told the audience, I said, folks, we have a celebrity sighting in our midst. Brian Free and his wife, Pam, are good friends of mine, and they stayed to see my last show, and I just appreciate them. And I gestured toward them, and I said, y'all, stand up and let us recognize you. And the couple that I gestured toward looked at me like, are you talking to us? And I realized it was not Brian and Pam, but it was two lookalikes, and I had recognized two complete strangers. And there's no graceful way out of that. No. So I said, well, you're not who I thought you were. Just stand up anyway and let everybody see you.
Y'all see if you think they look like Brian and Pam.
That's good.
Gordon, you would have made the same call there.
I would have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they look like Brian and Pam to me.
We need an old-fashioned heaven stain. Holy Ghost revival touching me, touching you. We need a sin erasing restoration. Holy Ghost revival sending more. Our souls renew.
Churches learn to make things happen on the natural side. Our buildings and our programs, they have not turned the tide. This is warfare and our weapons, faith, the word, and love. We need a fresh anointing from above. We need an
old-fashioned heaven sent Holy Ghost revival touching me, touching you. We need a sin erasing restoration. Holy Ghost revival sending more. Our souls renew.
At the last, we won't find it stirring in the ashes of the past. There's a new day dawning, pray and lift up holy hands.
Revival, Bible, sleep across the land.
We need an old-fashioned heaven sent Holy Ghost revival touching me, touching you.
We need a sin erasing restoration. Holy Ghost revival, send it, Lord. Our souls renew.
We need an old-fashioned heaven sent Holy Ghost revival touching me, touching you.
We need a sin erasing restoration. Holy Ghost revival, send it, Lord. Our souls renew.
We need an old-fashioned heaven sent Holy Ghost revival touching me, touching you.
We need a sin erasing restoration. Holy Ghost revival, send it, Lord. Our souls renew.
We need an old-fashioned heaven sent sin erasing restoration. Soul saving, devil chasing.
Holy Ghost revival, send it, Lord. Our souls renew. Send it, Lord.
That's the bishops. We need a revival.
Yes, we do.
Now, here's something to think about. Pastor Alan Wright once said, true hope, biblical hope, it isn't wishful thinking. It's inward certainty of future blessedness. Isn't that good? Mm-hmm.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Well, I may have my doubts and my fears. My eyes may be filled with many tears. Jesus is my friend, and he watches day and night. Well, I go to him in prayer,
There you go.
That's what that says.
There it is. Oh, man. It doesn't get any better than that, does it, fellas?
No, it does not.
Just a little talk with Jesus.
Yeah.
With Larry Ford, Stephen Hill, Lily Knowles, and the whole homecoming gang.
And where was that done?
That was done at the chapel at Montreat in North Carolina.
Yeah. Boy, that was a great room to sing in.
Oh, man. No kidding.
Yeah. We didn't even need a microphone.
No, you did not. Oh, yeah, the acoustics in that place were incredible.
Yeah. And I can remember the first day, Cliff Barrows and Bev Shea kind of snuck in for a little bit. They just said, we only stay for a little bit. They stayed for the entire thing.
Now, how do you remember that? You can't even remember what we did last hour.
That's true. You know, and technically, that wasn't quite at Montreat. It was down the road a little piece at the Billy Graham Training Center with that chapel that I believe Ruth Graham was behind the building of that chapel.
Yeah. She loved that.
Yeah.
Letters. I love those letters. We get your letters every day.
We got letters from all over the world and the United States. And you can reach us at homecomingradio.com. And here are a few notes from you fine listeners.
Well, this one comes from David in North Carolina. He wrote to us and said, I had some tough pastoral work this week and an uncomfortable encounter with one of our dear church members. I found myself in an uneasy cloud most of the week and ill at ease as I started to work towards the weekend services. But in the sovereign love of God, I turned on TV at the start of an hour of music celebrating Buddy Green. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I had not seen it. And wow.
David goes on to say, it was so well done and so anointed and poignantly profound for my own heart at this moment. Oh, the power of gospel music. I wept. I prayed. I placed my confusion in the dear Lord's hands and care. And I feel like a big burden has been lifted off my shoulders now. I feel the warmth of his presence here, even now, as I begin to write this note to you all.
He finishes by saying, I could never underestimate the beauty and power of gospel music, and I look forward to listening to all the fruit of your producing skills. And that's from David in North Carolina.
David, that is so, so kind. I couldn't help but think on the introduction when you say we get letters. I think I'm probably the only one who gets letters. You guys get emails and texts and all that other stuff. But we don't care what form it comes in. It is just a joy to hear from you and hear what the music is doing. So keep in touch. HomecomingRadio.com. Gloria and I wrote this song probably 40 years ago, and several groups have sung it. Here's the Homecoming Bunch with Guy Penrod singing Then Came the Morning, recorded in Ireland. Beautiful night.
They all walked away, nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead. So this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they'd seen. Now that he was dead and gone, the garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail. How could a night be so long? The star, the kings from afar, the wedding the water, the wine. Now it was done, they'd taken her son, wasted before his time. She knew it was true, she'd watched him die too. She'd heard them call him just a man, but deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow her son would live again.
Guy Penrod, along with all the homecoming group, then came the morning on Homecoming Radio.
And our goal today was to try to encourage you to be grateful. There is no other way to lead a good life than with a life of gratitude. And I hope we got that done. We'll see you the next time.
We've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And you can get the latest scoop on videos and all the new projects coming up. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more, www.homecomingradio.com.
Save the W's for me, Gordon. We have some great homecoming radio stations in California like KWVE, Lift Him Up Radio, and KVIP, and so many more. We say a big
salute.
And I've already used up all of my W's. Yes. We're out of time. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Come back.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.